I'm so glad and so thankful that I can be here and be able to worship with you all together. And as you know that I wasn't able to come here and worship in person for a while, but the Lord has given me strength, enough strength to come here to worship in person. So I'm so thankful. And I know that it honors God to worship with God's family, but it also edifies me to worship with all of you. So I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad that you are here as well. I'm still in the journey of battle of cancer. Oh.
My bad. Before we send the children to the kids' house, I was so eager to bring up Pastor Une, okay? So I overlooked very important. Okay, everyone, let's do, for the last Sunday in the book of Romans, the memory verse from last week, which is from the 15th chapter. Okay, let's say it all together. May the God of hope. You guys are great. I don't know about you all. Look at Roxy. She's putting her head down. Oh my goodness. Don't look. Okay, let's do it one more time. Okay, ready? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Very good. Now, you guys up in the loft, I'm looking at you. So this week's verse is from the 16th chapter, the last chapter of the book. Let's show it. Romans 16, verse 6. No.
That's
no.
Not it.
The memory verse.
16, verse 16. Sorry, Nathan.
Verse 16.
Romans 16 and verse 16. Yes, we greet Mary, but that's not our memory verse.
You know what? Never mind. Children, hey, Miss Melissa has prepared a fantastic memory verse contest. You've been working hard at this from last September until today, and there are prizes and prizes and prizes, so we're going to bless you. Go have a great time. Go. In peace.
Okay, kids, have a great time. Okay, good. Now kids are gone, so I can share my story again. And people are asking about my chemo, and I'm still on the journey of battling cancer, and the result of my chemo will not be known till the end of August. But the Lord has been so good to me, and He has been so good to me, and I live each day by God's grace. And I so thankful for your ongoing prayers and support. I really appreciate your love and care. So before open God's word, let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh Lord, thank you so much for bringing us here today. Some of us might have come with excitement. Some of us are here as our weekly habit. Some of us may have been in a spiritual battle to come here this morning. Or maybe some of us came here because our parents made us to come. But Lord, we are here now. And since we are here, I pray that your presence is near to everyone in this place, that your spirit will work in the hearts of everyone here. Especially at this time, I ask that you will open our ears to listen to your word and open our hearts to receive your message. Prepare our hearts to be good soil so that the word of God will be planted in our hearts and bear much fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say together, Amen. How many of you like to go to a movie theater? Okay, just a few. Okay. What is your favorite movie? Any favorite movie? Okay. Sound of Music. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. I love Disney movie. Anybody love Disney movie? And one of my favorites is Toy Story. Yes, I love whole Toy Story series. How many of you have watched any Toy Story movies? Yes, some of you. Good. So you know, the movies are computer animation movies and where toys come to life and go on adventures and sacrifice themselves to help and rescue their fellow toys. Well, if you haven't watched the movie series yet, you have something to do this week, right? Watch the movie. And this is how the movie ends with the credits. Take a look. It's not the end. I wonder how many people actually sit and watch the very last screen. There are a few. Great. And I'm amazed to see how many people are involved in making a 2.5 to 3 hour movie. For us, it is to remember a main character, a few supporting actors, and the name of the director. Or maybe the music director or the script writer. But it takes hundreds of people to make a movie, and there are many different roles and positions that I never even heard of before, like a shading coordinator, render wrangler, what are they doing? But because of the work of those people, the movie can be made. We have been journeying through the book of Romans from chapters 1 to 11. We learned how much God loves us and how he came to save us, even though we were still sinners and enemies against God. God adopted us to be his children, and we have become God's family. Then from chapter 12 to 15, we learn how to live as a children of God in this world. I'm sure you all remember, right? Chapter 1 to 15, we learned, right? Okay, good. And chapter 15 last week, Pastor Jeremiah preached about how unity in Christ strengthens the mission of church. And now, finally, we are in the last chapter of Romans, chapter 16. In this chapter, we can see how the teaching of chapter 15 really works in the church in Rome. I asked Cindy to read Romans 16, 1 to 16. And while she reads this text, I want you to picture the last scene of tribute to the people who made the movie. Of course, obviously, this chapter is not about making movies. But like movie credits, we see the names of people who served and worked hard to build up the kingdom of God and to build up God's church together. So as Cindy reads the chapter, you'll hear lots of names, lots of strange names. So can you count how many names are in this passage? Cindy, go ahead. Thank you.
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Synchrae. I asked you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philogelus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm so glad that I didn't have to read this chapter, right? So many names are like a tongue twisters. And Cindy, great job. Thank you. And anyway, how many people did you count? Anybody count?
29.
Oh, yeah, 27. Or if you include the mother of Rufus and the sister of Nereus, it will be 29. Good job. So now, some of you are thinking or asking, so what? What is the significance of chapter and all those difficult and strange names? So why is this chapter in the book of Romans? And what will the Lord teach us through this chapter? So this is the theme and goal of the message today. In Christ, We have unity in spite of our different backgrounds, and we serve the body of Christ together using our gift. Let's read all together. In Christ, we have unity in spite of our different backgrounds, and we serve the body of Christ together in using our gifts. If you want to use a sermon note, you can scan the barcode in front of you or in the screen and following along. So when you look at the chapter, other than Phoebe, who was bringing Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the rest of the names are the people who were building up the different house church communities in Rome. There are all different types of people in this text. Men and women, there are at least 8 female names, single and married. Phoebe might have been a wealthy single businesswoman, but we know that Priscilla and Aquila were a couple doing ministry together. Andronicus and Junia might have been a couple as well. Jews and Gentiles. Aristobulus was a familiar Greek name. Nobility and free slaves. Ampliatus, Urbanus, Stachys, and Apelles were common slave names. I want you to think about Roman and Jewish culture from 2,000 years ago. Women were not even treated as equal human beings. Same thing with Gentiles in Jewish culture. How about slaves? How about singles? None of them would have been recognized or considered equal. But because they experienced the grace of God and the love of Christ, in Christ, they were able to be united and focused on the same thing, the building of God's kingdom together. They were a variety of people from different backgrounds, but they were all working together and build up the church community. And Paul recognized their unique contributions and significance. They were from many different cultural and economic backgrounds, but they had a same vision and the same goal in Christ, to spread the word of God, the work of Jesus. They worked together to change the lives of people and live out the way of Jesus. The text also shows us that people were not only from a diverse background, but each had a different part to play in building up God's kingdom. So, for example, Phoebe was mentioned as deacon, a leader of the church helping to meet the needs of the community. She had a significant role in Paul's ministry and was trusted to bring Paul's letter to the churches in Rome. Priscilla, Aquila, as a couple, working as ministry partner, they had closely worked together with Paul and even taught and discipled Apollos, another important teacher in the early church. They showed hospitality by opening their home for house church. And there was also another couple, Andronicus and Junia, who were prominent among the apostles. Then there was the mother of Rufus, who served the church by being a mother figure to Paul, praying for him, preparing meals for him, and supporting his ministry. There were also people who opened their homes for their house church, people who work hard all different areas of ministries, but all of them were working to build up the church, to stand strong, and do God's mission together. In Christ, we have unity in spite of our different backgrounds, and we were the body of Christ together using our gift. Let's read one more time together. In unity, in Christ, we have unity in spite of our different backgrounds, and we serve the body of Christ using our gifts. Thank you. And even today, each person has a significant role in the church. God made us uniquely and gave each one of us a different gift. All of us need to acknowledge our unique gift and our role and part in the community. We must recognize and appreciate one another's gifts and contributions. We are the body of Christ, and each of us has an important part to play, whether it is noticed or not. For example, when we gather together at our house church, there are many different roles. Someone writes a lesson and emails it to the house church missionaries. Then the house church missionary or whoever is leading the Bible study studies and prepares a lesson. Whoever is hosting the Bible study cleans the house. Well, we don't need to have a spotless clean house to host house church. But still, we want our house church to be clean, especially at least the bathroom, I think. Sometimes kids help to pick up stuff and help clean. Some people organize the meals and snacks and send out the info via email or WhatsApp. House participants cook or bring some food to share. Some people give a ride to our house church members who don't have a car. Someone plans for a service project or social event. Someone cleans the dishes after the meeting. I'm sure you get the point. It takes many people and all the participants to build up the house church community and to follow Jesus together. If we were to play the house church credits, the names of all those people would be credited as those who made it possible. How about Sunday worship service? How many people does it take to have this worship service and the fellowship afterward? Not only on Sundays, but often unseen throughout the week. There are people taking care of the facility, people planning and preparing for children's ministry, elders, thank you, elders, having meetings to lead Mosaic House. And also there are people taking care of the needs of the people inside our Mosaic community and outside of the church community. And there are people leading many weeks of program that reach out to the both people in Mosaic House Church and also beyond Mosaic House Church, like community soccer, a money management, a marriage course, or recently the Alpha course. Romans 16 is not just a list of names. It shows the living organization, the active family of God, building the faith community together. Let me say one more time. Romans 16 is not just a list of names. It shows the living organization, the active family of God, building the faith community together. In the Romans 16 text, I see our very own Mosaic House community. There are people from different ethnicity. Look around. Look around. Look around. Can you see how diverse we are? We are. And not only ethnic diversity, but we have social and economic diversity too. Yet, we all come and serve the Lord together, men and women, different age groups, ethnically, socially, and economically diverse people. all coming together to serve the Lord and serve one another to build up God's community together, sharing and showing the love of Jesus. So this time, I want to say thank you to all the people who are using their gifts, working and contributing to make our church community into the body of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are different, but in Christ. Let's say in Christ together. In Christ. We are different, but in Christ we belong together. We have a different gift, but we all have our role to play in the Mosaic House community. How great would our church community be if we recognized each other's gifts and acknowledge, appreciate them? So, as an application to today's message, I encourage you to appreciate someone in our Mosaic community in a tangible way this week. Especially think about people who are not noticeable, who work behind the scenes. And someone will say, I don't know how to appreciate someone. Well, if you don't know how to appreciate someone, just Google it, how to appreciate people. And you get lots of ideas, I guarantee you. And for the people who haven't used their gifts and aren't involved in ministry yet, I want to challenge you, if you have received the grace of God and are adopted into God's family, the transformation of your life must happen. You must be involved in God's family and help build up the body of Christ. So, pray about it and commit yourself to the service in the faith community. When the Mosaic House credits roll, her work and ministry, we can see the names of many people who serve. Thank you, everyone who's serving the body of Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's pray all together. Lord, It's hard to believe that we went through the whole book of Romans. We are so thankful that the Holy Spirit has taught us, encouraged us, and convicted us through the teaching of Romans. We were so far away from God, and there was nothing we deserved. However, in God's infinite mercy, He showed His love and grace to us. By your grace, we are redeemed and saved. Even though there was no righteousness in us, by the righteousness of Jesus, we become righteous and can have fellowship with God. Now we are adopted into God's family and have the privilege to call God as our Abba, our Daddy. This is unthinkable and unimaginable grace we received. We continue to give ourselves as a living sacrifice to be pleasing to you. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would continually transform us to be more like Jesus. It's our proper response to your love and grace. Especially we pray that we would love one another in Christ and serve you together to build the body of Christ so that the world may know that we are the disciples of Christ and we can bring the kingdom of God here through your church community. In Jesus' name, and everybody says together, amen. Let's sing a song together with a praise team.